Rock, I'll go ahead and ask you about it. Just your shoe there, absolutely. Why that particular call? How cool is it, do you think, that you guys get to do this?
Well, first, I think we need to give some credit to Nike. This is an incredible design that they came up with. I think you see the golden arches there. It's pretty cool. But, you know, I chose the Ronald McDonald House for my cause. You know, it's something that, you know, I really have a soft spot for in my heart. You know, going back to college, I used to do children's hospital visits. In Denver, I used to go every single Monday after meetings would end Monday evening. And, you know, it's really something that puts life in perspective for you. You know, we're so fortunate. I say we, you know, the players in the locker room, the coaches, you know, we're so fortunate to be able to play this game for a living. And we're truly blessed for that. And then when you step into a children's hospital and you see what, you know, kids as young as a couple months, a couple days, a couple years. You know, I remember a specific girl, you know, she was 17 years old. She was a senior in high school, and all she wanted to do was go to prom. But instead, she was battling for her life. And so, you know, the Ronald McDonald House, like I said, it's just something that's very close to my heart. You know, there's just so many courageous people battling real life diseases and things of that nature. So, you know, I just have so much respect and appreciation for those parents and those kids who are going through that hard time.
Brock, can you talk a little bit about what you've seen from this Packers defense? Struggled at times this season, bounced back Monday night. What you're seeing on them as you prepare for Sunday?
Yeah, I see a very talented defense. You know, you see some veteran guys up front. You know, you see Clay Matthews. You see, you know, Julius Peppers. You know, you see guys like that who consistently have made plays in this league for a number of years, who play with very high motors. They're physical. They're big. They're athletic. You know, they'll cover the entire field. You know, and then you see a secondary that's extremely athletic. You know, I think you see guys that they do a great job of disguising coverages. They can cover a lot of ground. You know, they're not afraid to go up and challenge wide receivers. So, I mean, really, when I watch the Packers on defense, I see a very talented group that plays extremely hard, that, you know, isn't afraid to throw out multiple coverages throughout a game. You know, there's multiple coverages just in a single series. You know, they disguise things well. They play a lot of different coverages. They have a good blitz package. And I expect a great challenge.
Hey, Brock, over the course of the season, it seems like I've seen that you tend to do longer snap counts. You're pointing out coverages. You're pointing out, I'm sure, blocking schemes and things like that. But I don't see a ton of, you know, maybe quicker counts or shorter stuff, maybe to keep the defense off balance. Is that something that by design you guys want to do that because maybe you want to run some more clock, or is it something that you're not maybe realizing and something that you might want to change as you get further along in your career?
Certainly. You know, great question. And it's something that we spend a lot of time each week in our game plan meetings talking about what kind of cadences we want to use. And I think some of those longer cadences that you see, it's when we have two plays or maybe even three plays called in a huddle. And we're really trying to see the final look that the defense is going to give us so that I can get the team into the proper play. But you're certainly right. I think there is a time and place for quick count cadences, and we do mix those in there as well. You know, cadence is something that changes week to week. You know, when you look at our playbook, you know, we have three full pages of different cadences. So there's a lot that we can do at the line of scrimmage, but you're exactly right. You know, we want to change up our cadences, and that's something I'm sure that we could also do a better job at.
Brock, Aaron Rodgers in the conference call earlier, he mentioned that in 2008 he kind of had a similar thing where he had an opportunity to start for the first time. He struggled, went 6-10, and he says in 2016 sometimes the media or the fans are a little less forgiving of struggles. What do you think of those comments, and how do you think that might apply to some of the things that are, you know, happening with you this season?
Yeah, you know, I think the most important thing over the course of an NFL season is just, you know, no offense, but just blocking out the outside noise. You know, I think the most important thing for a football team and for an individual is obviously to believe in yourself and your abilities, but then to believe and trust your teammates that they're going to do their jobs. Trust in your teammates, trust in your coaches, and when you have that belief amongst each other, you're able to do special things. So, you know, if the National Football League was easy, everybody would do it. And so it's a constant challenge. It's a constant learning process, but it's something I love. I love that challenge. You know, every single week isn't going to be perfect, but that's what makes, you know, those really good weeks special. That's what makes those wins special, because we know how hard it is to be successful. And just that process of coming in, working to get better, practicing to get better, studying film to get better, you know, that's the best part about this sport.
I think you're touching on it quite a bit. My question with you would be, we've talked about the offense getting it going. Now we've got five games to go. They all matter with the playoff race. How much do you like that burden? How much do you like to be the guy with that responsibility on your shoulder?
I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way. Since a very young age, I've always wanted to be the guy to have the ball in his hand every single play, and especially when our back is against the wall. Not a lot of people believe in us right now, but I can promise you there's nobody who believes in this team more than myself. There's nobody who believes in this coaching staff more than myself. And I really think, you know, this two-game losing streak that we're on, it's going to set us up for a great story in the long run. You know, I don't think there's ever been a successful NFL season that didn't have adversity somewhere in that season. So I really could not be more excited for the challenge this week. Going to Lambeau Field, a very difficult place to play on the road. We're playing a very well-coached team. We're playing a good football team. And really the challenge started yesterday. The challenge started with film prep. And then it started today with having a great practice. And we did have a great practice. So I couldn't be more excited about the opportunity at hand to truly write a great ending to this story.
All that being said, with you now being 11 games in as the Texans starter, has it been a little bit more? Has it been what you expected it was going to be? Has it been a little bit more difficult this year?
You know, I guess going into the season, I didn't truly know what to expect. You know, this is my first go around as showing up, you know, in April as the starting quarterback, going through OTAs as the starting quarterback, going through training camp as the starting quarterback. You know, playing this many games consecutively, you know, that's something I've never done before. So this is the first time I've ever felt that physically. So to be honest with you, I didn't know what to expect. The one thing I did know is that it wasn't going to be easy. You know, there's nothing easy about an NFL season. And that's why, you know, the successful teams, it's so special to them. Because unless you've been here every single hour since April, you can't truly appreciate how difficult an NFL season is. But like I said, I couldn't be more excited about the opportunity at hand. You know, we still control our own destiny. I believe in this football team. I believe in this coaching staff. And I can't be more excited to get up to Green Bay and kick this game off.